Thank you, Angie. Well, I'm sure most of us would agree that our pets, indeed animals in general, can have a very positive effect on our well-being. So let's start with a story about animals, shall we? Christine Dooley, president of Earl Soham WI, wrote about her long career of working with animals. Here's Dorothy.
The world was a very different place when I started working with animals. In the late 70s, I secured a job in a veterinary practice that had many striking resemblances to that depicted by James Herriot in All Creatures Great and Small. It may have been some 30 years after those first stories, but things were basic. As they did, we dealt with all manner of different animals, from spoilt dogs to feral cats, pigs to poultry, hedgehogs to horses. You named it, we treated it. All of them came with an eclectic mix of owners, carers and finders. You could be dealing with a rough and ready cattle farmer one day, and an exotic dancer with a poorly python the next. The job was varied. In a single day, you could be asked to make up a batch of cattle drenches, develop x-rays in the dark, damp cellar of the vet's house, assist in the operating theatre, monitor an anaesthetic, test a blood sample, examine a skin scraping in the lab, take payments for consultations, and comfort a distraught owner who had just said a final farewell to their beloved pet. It also involved manning the out-of-hours phones and dealing with emergencies. It was never boring, but once fully qualified as a veterinary nurse, there was little room for progression. After 10 years, working in three very different practices, witnessing huge strides forward in the way in which animals could be diagnosed and treated, I wanted to take on a role where I could take the lead and make a real difference to animals myself, rather than just under the guidance of a vet. An opportunity arose to become the manager of the RSPCA Animal Centre. It was a job that would use all the knowledge I had acquired and meant learning to be self-sufficient, inventive, creative, and was as much about managing people as animals. The essential difference was responsibility. I would be taking charge of staff, carefully managing both income and expenditure, and most importantly, make life and death decisions for the animals. There were no owners. They had nobody else that cared for them. Their future rested in the hands of my team. The furry, feathered, hairy, scaly, slinky, slimy creatures were all mine to love and to lose. It was a career that would last more than 30 years. There were so many memorable moments. The most animals admitted in a day, more than 300 chinchillas from one property. The most challenging animal, a raccoon that dismantled the ceiling and water pipes of a kennel block. The most horrific, a kitten attached to a firework. The most distressing, euthanizing dozens of rats that had never been handled. The happiest, rehoming an elderly dog to a young boy who fell in love with her. The most dramatic, dealing with the centre when it flooded and animals were evacuated. The most ridiculous? A woman who didn't want her greyhound as it was too tall. The most inventive? Creating a habitat for an aggressive long-necked turtle. The most satisfying? Caring for beagles rescued from a laboratory. Witnessing them experiencing grass, sun, and the outside world for the first time. The most scary? A prosecution case involving tarantula spiders. The most nerve-wracking? My first with TV film crews. And the most surprising? A stray elephant that escaped from the circus. It covered an A to Z of jobs, from administrator to zookeeper. It could be frustrating and immensely satisfying. It brought laughter and tears. It was certainly life-changing, and every animal I encountered left indelible paw prints on my heart.